because up here in Darwin it's a little bit warmer than other areas in the Territory, we've possibly done better so far this year, because in some areas it's been so bitterly cold that the fruit hasn't developed like it should.
Dave, in front of us I can see a lot of wasted melon that's had big chunks of it hacked out and you can see into the flesh. Why is there so much left in the field?
Well, the situation is that at the end of the crop, you've got to determine whether it's economic to go through again. But bear in mind, you've got another paddock ready to harvest, and you've only got a number of people that are skilled enough to determine whether it's overripe or not. So we've gone on to other crops. But the reason that the holes are dug in it is the cockatoos. We're inundated. It's generally between sun up and about 9 o'clock in the morning that we have thousands, and literally thousands, of cockatoos and corellas here. We've got to keep firing shotguns, bee everywhere, just trying to keep them out of the crops that haven't been harvested yet. And they're so persistent, you shut your eyes for a moment and they're in behind you. So it's a major cost. We love these birds, but when they're in plague proportion, something needs to be done to reduce the numbers, because it's not only on this farm, it's other places. Geese can be a major problem too. I know one farm last year was losing 1 acre of melon every night, and that becomes a huge expense. And if that happens when there's a shortage on the market, all that does is put the cost of fruit and vegetable up in the stores.
I can hear the cockatoos flying over us. Are you saying there is a lot more now in the area than what's normally here, and they're doing a lot more damage as well?
Yes, years ago there used to be only a small amount, but obviously they found that there's a large amount of fruit available here, and they're only looking for the seeds in the melons, and 90% of our crop is seedless melon, so they don't know which is a seedless melon or not, so they dig a hole in each one looking for the seeds. Without any doubt at all, there's a lot more corellas and cockatoos here than ever before. My neighbour next door grows Namdok Mai mangoes and jackfruit, and they're getting into theirs. I'd say this year they lost 50% of their mangoes to cockatoos, and then they started on the jackfruit.
But the cockatoos here in your melon fields, they don't actually go for the fruit, they just want the seeds, and that's why they hollow them out.
Yeah, they just want the seeds. They're not interested in the fruit at all. They just live on the seeds. It's just like my neighbour's got some lime trees. They'll just skin the lime trees, the fruit off the lime tree, just to get the seeds out of it.
This damage in front of us, it looks quite extensive. How much would that cost you?
Oh, it runs into thousands of dollars. Thousands and thousands. I'd say in this paddock there's probably $100,000 worth of damage.
When we were at the packing shed earlier, I noticed a lot of boxes of melons that are obviously waiting to go down south but haven't yet. What's the problem there?
You thought they were melons, but they're actually pumpkins. But this year there has been a major problem on the southern markets, because the situation's been so cold and wet. And when it is so cold and wet, people, regardless whether it's quality or not, they tend not to go shopping as much. Now that the weather's starting to clean up down there, our reconnaissance is that people are starting to show up at the shopping centres and buying where they weren't there a few weeks ago. But a lot of melon on the market hasn't got flavour this year because of the cold, and so there's bioresistance there. We're very fortunate that our fruit is very bright red and sweet and crunchy, and it's highly sought after in the marketplace. So we've been fortunate in that area.
That cold weather that's been seen largely around Sydney, that's keeping people away from the shops, and you're hearing from your buyers that means they don't want your supply at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's all a matter of orderly supply. It's better to keep some of it here until things start warming up a little bit. Of course, with pumpkin, it's not a summer fruit, but there's an in-between market there. But if it's orderly marketing, if you overload a market, well, they'll crash the market out and nobody wins, because it'll end up being the same price in the supermarkets. So they're the only ones that win.
Are many melon and pumpkin farmers in the top end holding on to their stock at the moment?
I'm too busy to find out.